Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Psalms, Psalm 34. We're going to look at verses 8 through 16 today. David wrote, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. Lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see my good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth." David wrote these words after a close call. In his attempt to escape from Saul, he traveled to the land of the Philistines, and he was spotted right away. The Philistines recognized him as the guy who had killed their hero Goliath. So David was very much afraid, and he pretended to be insane in order to protect himself. Again, it was not David's best day. David's fear and feigned insanity did not stop him, though, from praising the Lord. He knew that regardless of his scheming, God was the one who delivered him. Perhaps David was even thinking of the trickery when he wrote, "Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies." Running from Saul was wearing him out. But even as David was running, he recognized that God provides good things to those who seek him. Maybe you can relate to David's fear. Maybe you can even relate to his deceit. Circumstances have caused you to pretend to be someone you're not. You've been living out of character. Don't keep pretending. Heed David's advice. Turn from evil. Do good. Seek peace with God. He will always be attentive to your cry for help. Lord, thank you for not turning your back on me during my less than stellar stretches. Help me to turn from evil. I seek your forgiveness, and I long to hear you whisper, "Welcome home." In Jesus' name, amen.